A small gift will do if my heart is big enough. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. A small gift will do if my heart is big enough. Now, what is a small gift? A small gift is a thoughtful word that is given at a very opportune moment that changes the life of the individual who hears it. All you have to do to say to a person, "You're beautiful." And they look at you and they say, "Here you are, the Queen of England, and you're saying I'm beautiful? What a lovely thing. The Queen of England said I'm beautiful. The Queen of England said I'm beautiful." And you know, she's no different from any other human being. But she said you're beautiful because she says this to everyone that she talks to. She says you're beautiful. She says some kindly word. And that kindly word has impact that goes far beyond the word itself. Because it's who said it. Now, who are you? First, you have to determine who you are. Know that you are a responsible, wonderful, respectful being that everyone looks at and says, if they said that about me, wow, would I be delighted. They told you that you were intelligent? Pretty exciting. They told you that you're thoughtful, considerate, kind, courteous, Boy Scout statement. They told you that?
Yeah. Well,
then that's wonderful. Now, it'll illumine your life. Now, if a husband comes into the house and he says, "Sweetheart, if I could have you in my office all day sitting on my lap, I'd be the happiest guy in the world." And she says, "Well, you can hire me." And we get a housekeeper to take care of the house, you know. But, what do you think the wife thinks when she hears that? She says, "My husband likes me and wants me. My husband appreciates me." So what does the wife say? The wife says, "Dear, when I'm at home and you come home, and I haven't been with you all day long, our meeting is just like the beginning of a new love affair. Just like the beginning of a new relationship. It is so sparkling and so wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being you." You know, those kind little words, what do they mean? Oh, they mean the life of it. "Son, you're amazing." And forget it. And then the boy says, "Mom thinks I'm amazing. Mom thinks I'm amazing." You say to the son, "Son, you haven't got a brain in your head. You're so stupid. Don't you ever think before you act? That dumb thing that you did caused a lot of problems for a lot of people, and that's very foolish of you." Now, he's not going to remember all those details, but he's going to remember that his mother said, you didn't have a brain in your head. You're stupid. You're dumb. And that's what he's going to remember. He's not going to remember why she said it, and why she did these things. But you see, there's never a reason why something unkind should be said. Because you just stop and say, "Hey, I love you. Unconditional love. Come on over here. Let me give you a hug." "But Mom, I just broke a window and I just did this here. And the girls are all mad at me. The guys, they hate me. And you're giving me a hug. Why?" "Because I love you." "But Mom, I love you. I love you so much because, not because I love you so much. You just are my joy, my happiness, my harmony. I love you." "Oh, Mom, thank you. You know, Mom, now the world's okay. Now everything's all right." And it is. It is. When we can, in our heart, see all the world right and beautiful and good, then what happens? What happens is that we don't forget things later. A small gift will do if my heart is big enough. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. A small gift will do if my heart is big enough. Now, what is a small gift? A small gift is a thoughtful word that is given at a very opportune moment that changes the life of the individual who hears it. All you have to do to say to a person, "You're beautiful." And they look at you and they say, "Here you are, the Queen of England, and you're saying I'm beautiful? What a lovely thing. The Queen of England said I'm beautiful. The Queen of England said I'm beautiful." And, you know, she's no different from any other human being. But she said you're beautiful because she says this to everyone that she talks to. She says you're beautiful. She says some kindly word. And that kindly word has impact that goes far beyond the word itself. Because it's who said it. Now, who are you? First, you have to determine who you are. Know that you are a responsible, wonderful, respectful being that everyone looks at and says, if they said that about me, wow, would I be delighted. They told you that you were intelligent? Pretty exciting. They told you that you're thoughtful, considerate, kind, courteous, Boy Scout statement. They told you that?
Yeah.
Then that's wonderful. Now, it'll illumine your life. Now, if a husband comes into the house and he says, "Sweetheart, if I could have you in my office all day sitting on my lap, I'd be the happiest guy in the world." And she says, "Well, you can hire me." And we get a housekeeper to take care of the house, you know. But, what do you think the wife thinks when she hears that? She says, "My husband likes me and wants me. My husband appreciates me." So what does the wife say? The wife says, "Dear, when I'm at home and you come home, and I haven't been with you all day long, our meeting is just like the beginning of a new love affair. Just like the beginning of a new relationship. It is so sparkling and so wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being you." You know, those kind little words, what do they mean? Oh, they mean the life of it. "Son, you're amazing." And forget it. And then the boy says, "Mom thinks I'm amazing. Mom thinks I'm amazing." You say to the son, "Son, you haven't got a brain in your head. You're so stupid. Don't you ever think before you act? That dumb thing that you did caused a lot of problems for a lot of people, and that's very foolish of you." Now, he's not going to remember all those details, but he's going to remember that his mother said, you didn't have a brain in your head. You're stupid. You're dumb. And that's what he's going to remember. He's not going to remember why she said it, and why she did these things. But you see, there's never a reason why something unkind should be said. Because you just stop and say, "Hey, I love you. Unconditional love. Come on over here. Let me give you a hug." "But Mom, I just broke a window and I just did this here. And the girls are all mad at me. And the guys, they hate me. And you're giving me a hug. Why?" "Because I love you." "But Mom, I love you. I love you so much because I love you so much. You just are my joy, my happiness, my harmony. I love you." "Oh, Mom, thank you. You know, Mom, now the world's okay. Now everything's all right." And it is. It is. When we can, in our heart, see all the world right and beautiful and good, then what happens? What happens is that we don't forget things later.